Good morning, campers. How you all doing today? Day four of DS106 Radio Summer Camp. That was Those Darlins with a tribute to Repo Man with the title track Repo Man, originally done by Iggy Pop. And I like this version. In fact, there are so many good tribute versions on this album. And this album will be played throughout this show today, at least pieces and bits of it. I recently got the vinyl. It's off American Laundromat Records. And it's got various artists covering the songs from the original soundtrack to 1984 movie Repo Man. Which, ladies and gentlemen, officially makes the movie Repo Man 40 years old. Jesus H. Christo. Now, that's interesting because Michael Branson Smith, who was invoked yesterday during the Dr. Oblivion session, which was amazing, and we will talk about yesterday's sessions as we prepare for today's sessions. But he noted that there is a special screening of Repo Man in New York City at the Alamo Theater to celebrate its 40th anniversary. And Lord knows, I wish I had worked my trip out well enough to attend. That would have been amazing, but all things being equal, couldn't do it. Anyway, that was Those Darlins with Repo Man. This is DS106 Radio. I'm Jim Groom, and this is the Summer Camp Special, Day 4. Now, I don't know about you, what your weather is. Our weather is hot here in Trento, Italy. We've been on a little bit of a heat wave. My son, during lunch just before, was noting that he has not remembered it being so hot here. It's starting to break a little bit today, and hopefully it will get better. But how's the weather by you, right? I mean, this is an international radio station, so I can't predict where you are or how hot or cold it is. But Lord knows, I hope that you are finding shelter from the heat. Or if you're in the UK, I don't think you have to worry about that, right? It's never hot in the UK. Anyway, DS106 Radio is for life. What happened yesterday? Jim Groom, what happened? Yesterday was quite a day. I was noting that before. We got off with yours truly, starting the morning, kind of setting the table for what's to come throughout the day. And then after that, we had our first session with, and I'm going to try and get the name right, Nada the Bog. The Dog? I'm going to say Nada the Dog or the Bog. Those are B's. I have dyslexia with B's and D's, so I think they're lowercase B's. So Nada the Bog. She still is, a professor at George Mason University, has spent 28 years in higher ed, and she was a trip. She got on and she kind of talked about her career, how the space is changing, and was really entertaining and fun. And her and Taylor had a great conversation. It was a great back and forth. It was a really kind of enjoyable session. So you can, I repeat, you can actually hear that session in its entirety if you go to the listen.reclaimed.tech/summer-camp. How do you love that URL? I'll put it in the chat so you all can find it. So that's where you probably are anyway, so this might be a little bit we might get a little bit I'm laughing at the chat because I think Tom Woodward always has something to say about my fear of heat. I think he engages our sun-drenched overlords, unlike most. Anyway, you can go there, and from that link, you can see recordings and transcripts. So on that page, there is a list of all the recordings and transcripts. And from there, You can see everything, all the sessions that have happened thus far over the last 3 days, which I think is really amazing. So kudos to Marin again and to Taylor for setting this up and making it not only so seamless, but also so thoughtful in the design. Well done. In fact, as with most things, with good experiences, in many ways, the argument is in the design. And I think that's very true for this DS106 Radio Summer Camp. It's about easy access. It's about accessing whenever, however, as easy as possible, and free, open, and friendly. And I love all of those elements, and they're all here. So anyway, back to Nada. You can listen to her episode, and I'm going to play a little clip from it, as I often do, and you get a sense of her kind of tone, which I really, at first I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. But as she started talking, and she's like,
I'm looking at our field. Your performance is down, and you think you need to get your employees to learn something new, or to upskill, or to reskill, or to retool. And therefore, you know, you need us instructional designers to create some, you know, learning interactions for your employees. And so that is a problem solving approach, right? Like that is where we need to go in.
I want to get to the point where she talks about statistics and the students. This is the best.
That's a huge impediment for that's why the LMS is still a staple, because, you know, it has everything in one place and
being as an AI.
Meredith has. So it may have been him. You know, prompt engineering is a marketing ploy. The prompt changes every day. So the same prompt you engineer will not yield the same answer, even if you typed in the same prompt. And so there's a ceiling on LLMs is what I guess they're trying to say. You know, it's not like, you know, every time you change the prompt, you're going to get a different answer. But going back to your point about...
Anyway, you get a sense when she was talking about the LLMs and Chris Didi and how they may be a certain amount of BS with this idea of prompt engineering. She was like, I mean, she got like emphatic and enthusiastic and was really a pleasure, I think, to listen to. And someone who's been in the field for so long and started in the 90s and kind of sees how things come around over time. I found it a really compelling talk. And I want to thank Nada for joining us and kind of, you know, being game with the DS106 radio. That's what it's all about. And I love that. So anyway, that was great. After that, we had music. I think, yeah, both Marin filled in because there was an 11 o'clock cancellation. So Marin did some vinyl casting for at least an hour. And then Pilot took over and for 2 hours just rocked the radio. So we had 3 hours of just tunes and people listening in and commenting. Great. And then we had Taylor, who did a tour de force session where he essentially was interviewing Dr. Oblivion, which is an AI bot created by Michael Branson Smith. And let's listen to the beginning of that. This is just awesome. And I love that it starts with a Videodrome quote. So let's go. He has an introduction. I'm gonna quickly skip and try and get right into the
lies in the intricate interplay.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to the AI and Education session here at DS106 Radio Summer Camp. I'm really excited to be hosting here. I'm your host, Taylor Jaden, and I am joined by special guest, Dr. Oblivion.
Thank you, Taylor. It's great to be here. As I'm sure you know, I refuse to appear on television, except on television. Although I'm excited to make an exception for DS106 Radio. I suppose I never appear on the radio, except when I'm on DS106 Radio.
You're something...
Right there, I'm sorry, I muted my mic, but right there, I was like, this is going to be awesome. Just the whole Videodrome and then playing with being on the radio and not on the radio. And then hearing this voice. So here's my experience of this session. I'm in my kitchen. Antonella and I are getting ready for dinner. We had tacos and we're talking. I'm like, Antonella, I really want to listen to Taylor's session because he's been talking about it. And I know he put a lot of work into it. So I'm going to set it up here and we'll listen to it while we get ready for dinner. Anyway, I start talking, but it's not me. It's Dr. Oblivion and it's none of my words. It's actually all ChatGPT. But it's kind of in my voice. She kind of recognizes it, but not really. And I start saying things, and Dr. Oblivion did quite an interview. I was really impressed, better than I could ever do, as the next session will demonstrate. And he's like, she's like, where do you get that information? Like, how did you establish that? And I'm saying, I'm like, Antonella, that's not me. It's a bot that is kind of trained on my character voice for Dr. Oblivion. And she kept on asking me, and there was this kind of like cognitive dissonance around someone talking to Taylor so cogently with my voice that wasn't me. And I had nothing to do with what they were saying. It was a trip for both of us. And it led us to talking about all the potential pitfalls and problems with such a technology. But also, it was beautifully done. And then I really loved, my favorite part of that session was when Taylor broke down how he did it and the different tools he used and the problems and how he had to kind of re-ask Dr. Oblivion 8 times to kind of get the question he liked, and then the Videotrome problems, or the answer he liked. It was super, super interesting. And it raised all sorts of questions and was just a brilliant demonstration. Like I said in the subsequent session with Joe Lambert, and I'll talk about that a little bit after a song break, I said, you know, hey, you know, this stuff leaves me cold. But the way in which Taylor interrogated it and did a session that was playful, had lyrics created by, you know, one of these AI tools and songs created, it was a tour de force. That's the best way to describe it. So that's another session that you can access post-facto. Because if you missed it, you really need to go back and listen to it. It was absolutely brilliant. That's right. So anyway, I want to come back and listen to a little bit more Repo Man. So this is, again, a tribute album to Repo Man. And it has a whole series of songs that are done by different bands, more recent bands, covering the original from the 1984 soundtrack. So here's one. This is Matthew Sweet's Hombre Secreto on DS106 Radio. Lock it in.
Es un hombre que vive peligroso. Todo lo que hace es sabroso. Cada día que lo ve, le escurre como miel. Quizás no verás en la mañana. Hombre secreto, secreto. Y quitado el nombre.
And that is another track off of the tribute to Repo Man album, which was put out by American Laundromat Records. I actually bought the album. I have it right here in front of me. This is not a vinyl cast, although you will get some vinyl cast here very soon, and I'll talk about that later on in this show. But I do have the vinyl. All of my vinyl equipment is over in my new office that is being built out. And that's a whole nother story that I won't go into today. But yeah. Jim Groom, what happened? Is the question there. Anyway, on to the next session. So here we are, setting the stage. We've listened to Nada. We listened to Taylor. We had the morning show. We had all sorts of DJing stuff. Day three is cooking with gas. Let me just say that. It is on fire and fuego, right? To go with the theme of the Spanish language. So after that, we have a session with, and this is interesting to me, Mark Corbett Wilson put together a session with Joe Lambert, who, for those of you who maybe don't know Joe Lambert, he's kind of the OG founder and director of the Story Center, which is kind of like where a certain model of digital storytelling was born. And even as he was saying during the talk, which I thought was super interesting, it's like his idea of digital storytelling, his kind of, how would you say, genre, his format, his take on it, at least with the sessions he gave, really kind of defined digital storytelling for years. And one of the things when I was kind of a little bit more of a, you know, pain in the ass and a little bit more, a little bit more brash and, you know, irreverent, if you will, the reverend who was irreverent, I was thinking with DS-106 that part of that digital storytelling model needed to be kind of blown up and rethought with the social media we had and people not just telling that 1.5 or 2 minute story set to music and telling a very kind of powerful story, as powerful as that kind of format can be. I was very interested, as many people were, not just me, in rethinking that and thinking about kind of narration and ongoing, almost disjuncted storytelling, right? A kind of postmodern approach. Like it wasn't so all told and perfect and self-contained. A lot of what was being seen was the imperfections of the model and kind of a look behind the curtain like Taylor gave us with his process of how you did it. And I really love that piece of it. So it was very interesting because this is the first time I've ever talked to Joe Lambert, and Mark brought us into a kind of conversation and it was super interesting. And he kept on referring back to, he didn't know it was called edupunk. He was like, yeah, some kind of punk. He said you were involved like almost like in a punk band or in some punk thing. And it was funny to me because I was like, edupunk, you can't escape it. But at the same time, it did kind of line up because he was talking. It was very interesting talking about Marxist theorists, talking about his own approach, talking about his dad dying at a very young age for him and the impact of him because his dad was like a union labor organizer and did stuff in the South at textile fields in like Paris, Texas, so textile mills. Super interesting, actually a compelling story around his own influences that brought him to storytelling. And it was kind of like meeting, you know, the definer of a field that we irreverently were like, no, not necessarily. So I really liked it. So anyway, that is also available. Let's go there and listen to a little bit of that. I'm going to do this kind of willy-nilly as I do everything, but hopefully this gives us something. So, all right, come on. Come on, Jimmy. So here we go. And Taylor was also...
Well, good day. I want to welcome Mark. Everybody to Stories About Digital Storytelling, Past, Present, and Future.
Yeah, and this is cool. Mark kind of set it up, and I appreciated him putting together. And he had taken a course recently with Joe Lambert, And he talks a bit about this and shares his story. Super interesting. So let's see if we can kind of link into some of Joe's stuff. Let's see.
For one night that Patrick snored so loudly that I said, even.
So this is Joe telling the kind of, this is the origin story of Story Center and how it all got started. It's interesting. So let's listen.
No, this is Hollywood and I'm at, you know, where the Oscars started. I'm getting the hell out of this hotel because he's killing me. I've never been with somebody who snored like that. And so we did a workshop, and at the end of the workshop, it took 2 days to render the files. So the great Harry Marks, who gave us the wild world of sports roll in, you know, the joy of victory, agony of defeat. He gave us the NBC fly in, I mean, ABC Sunday night at the movies. Harry Marks, a very famous guy. So he had a salon, and it was 2 days later. So we screened all the movies from the workshop 2 days later. One person had told a story about a dear friend of hers. She showed up 45 minutes late, and she said, I've been sitting in the car talking to my dear friend Tanya, who died 3 hours ago. And so the ghost of Tanya was keeping her busy. And then we showed this movie. So let me present this film.
Now, I would highly recommend you listen to that session to hear that Tanya story, because it basically tells the story of a woman who's dying from AIDS in the early 90s, and how there was really no support, and how these two people came together around that. And it is, you can see how this story, the way it was told, defined what would become digital storytelling for 15, 20 years. And it is, you can kind of really see how that origin story makes sense. And Joe does a really good job of telling it and bringing in the actual artifacts. I felt like a hack compared to him trying to describe these sort of things. I'm like, well, it's kind of, it's like this, blah, blah, blah. Whereas he was like, boom, boom, boom. So kudos. That was a very fun session for me, and very educational, and also like reflective around, you know, the role of DS-106 and DS-106 radio in a kind of certain area of storytelling, because it was clear that Joe knew about DS-106 radio and DS-106 in general, and he was very kind of kind and generous about what it had done, but there was also that tension because of the departure, I guess, from a certain definition of digital storytelling, which I hope would came to the fore, and it did a little bit in that session. And I like that. That was cool for me. Anyway, so that's another session yesterday. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I knew that you could. Anyway, I'm going to now play a clip from the final session of the day. So this is the final formal session. There was, again, the campfire after that. Paul Bond DJ'd. It went on, right? It went on. I think there was another DJ maybe after that. I don't know, but definitely Paul. So it didn't stop. Can't stop, won't stop on DS-106 Radio. But this one is a great show. The final official show, if you will, was the EdTech Groovetacular. This was Brian Lamb highlighting the TRU classic hits and open web trips of the TRU team. Super good. But let's just listen to his opening bit. It's really fun. So let's go.
At this time, we would like to acknowledge the staff and management of this station, as well as the regular listeners. I hope you will pardon the seemingly controversial nature of this production, and hope you will perceive it not as a frivolous form of entertainment, but rather as an important and educational social documentary.
Music in your face.
Hey, hey, moms!
Music in your face.
Ah! Hey, hey, moms! Ah!
The hits keep coming.
Ah!
The hits keep coming.
Ah!
Music
ah!
in your face.
Ah! Ah!
Music. Music. In your face.
Ah!
In your face.
Ah!
In your
face.
face. This is real classic rock. Real rock. Real classic rock.
Classic rock.
All rock.
Classic rock.
TRU's LT and I Team. DS106 Radio.
I mean, come on. That's just amazing. I mean, Brian Lamb obviously has an ear for radio. He's the one who I think very much inspired the idea of DS106 Radio. And I think Grant Potter, working closely with Brian in his idea, built it and built it out. In fact, Grant Potter, the one who's pointed me also to this tribute to Repo Man. So Grant Potter is always everywhere when we get on this radio station. And obviously Brian was no slouch when it came to his introduction. And then from there, it goes on really good format of a call-in show where he has people who work with him calling in, talking about the favorite projects they did. And then they discuss that. And it's a really great way to highlight the various work that that great team has been doing. And I think that idea of teams is important. And I think undergirding this whole show and this whole summer camp is a great team at Reclaim Hosting. Brian's talking about the great team the LT and I are doing. I think Shannon Hauser later today, which we'll talk about, will be talking about teams, dream teams in Apollo 13s. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. But anyway, this is yet another show from yesterday. I think Wednesday was really an amazing day. So many great sessions. People brought their A game. They came. They saw. They made it happen. And they made it fun. So anyway, that's Wednesday, day three. I think now we can kind of get ready to move a little bit to today and what's up. So before we start in on today, let us do another song on DS106 Radio. This is The Tellers with a cover of Pablo Picasso on DS106 Radio. For life.
Some people try to pick up girls, get cold assholes. This never happened to Pablo Picasso, Pablo Picasso, Pablo Picasso, Pablo Picasso. And girls are done the color of avocado when he drives down the street in his Eldorado, oh Eldorado, Eldorado. Some people try to pick up girls that got cold assholes. This never happened to Pablo Picasso, Pablo Picasso, Pablo Picasso, Pablo Picasso. You can walk down your street and girls cannot resist. He was only 5'3", the girls could not resist. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist. He was only 5'3" and girls could not resist. The stare, the stare, the stare, the stare, the stare, the stare. And the girls within the color of avocado when he drives down the street in his Eldorado, 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 Eldorado. He could walk down his street and girls could not resist. He was only 5'3", but girls could not resist. He could walk down his street and girls could not resist. Oh, the stare, the stare, the stare, the stare,
Picasso, Pablo Picasso, Pablo Picasso.
As Eric notes in the chat, this version by the Tellers of Pablo Picasso is so different from the original by the Burning Spears. They were like, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you. Not like me. But this one is very, like he said, bouncy and upbeat. And I thought it'd be perfect for morning radio because we need to be up, 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 campers. Up, up, up. We got a big day. Do your calisthenics. I want you all doing your jumping jacks. Right? A couple of, what other exercises would you do? Leg lifts? I'm trying to think of when I was in football in high school. Leg lifts, jumping jacks. There's other things I don't really remember because I wasn't that good. But at camp, forget it. So the other thing about camp, before we get into what's on tap for today, is I imagine camp, when you went to camp, and I never really went to camp, to be honest. So I missed that experience. I really went to the beach. That's what I did because I lived on Long Island. And we didn't have camps. We had beaches. We didn't need camps in the woods because we had beaches. Anyway, you would bring, I imagine, an album or two, right? And that's what you would share. Your music. I don't think at that point in the 80s you could really bring videotapes and stuff. It would be, they wouldn't have that infrastructure. It's too expensive. But music for sure. So I think in 1984, if I was going to camp, this might be an album I would bring because it was definitely one I had. Or a tape, a cassette. I probably wouldn't bring an album. I'd bring a cassette because it was far more mobile. Hence, the technology has changed. And now I imagine you bring your phone, right? And that would be everything. And then you wouldn't talk to anyone. You'd just be on Instagram. DS16 Radio for life. Okay. Now, let us Bible camp. Don't even get me started, Shannon. What are you doing here? Up, downs, mountain climbers. I knew you would know, Tom. That was for you, for sure. And devotional time. You would share Christian rock, I imagine, Shannon. Anyway, let's get on because we got a lot coming. You know, obviously, we're getting the day started right now. But what's to come after is certainly going to be better because who can whip a topic better than Martin Weller? Because he's up next, and I think it's going to be him and Marin together, and they will be doing tenuous links between the 25 years of EdTech, the best thing that ever happened to that guy. He has been riding that horse into its grave. And now linking it to, because it's now 30 years, right? And soon we'll be 35 and then 40. And then Martin will come out with the 50-year platinum edition of, you know, 25 years of EdTech book. And he'll be linking that to music selections. And I think he'll be pairing music from his vinyl collection with ideas from his 35 years of EdTech, because it's a futuristic vinyl casting version. But yeah, and if you follow Martin, which I'm sure many of you do, he posts his vinyl and he's an avid collector and music lover and got a good, I do like a lot of the stuff he likes. And he turns me on to a lot of new stuff. So kudos. I look forward to that show. So much good will come of it, even if you have to deal with the endless metaphors. That's the one potential problem with that show. Although, God, he does it. He's no joke. In fact, I was joking with Brian Mathers earlier this week. On Tuesday, when we did a session together about how much I love the book cover for the 25 years of Ed. Was it the 25 years of EdTech? It was the one with the shark on the front of it. And I think it was Metaphors in EdTech. And the boat's name was Meta and then number 4. And I just thought that was so brilliant. Anyway, so many good stuff coming out of there. I loved it. Anyway, so that's coming up right after this. So in about 22 minutes, Marin and Martin, the Dream Team, will connect to give us Vinyl on the Radio. That, how can that not be anything but amazing? After that, we have another session with the Chief Operations Officer of the Association for Learning and Technology, also known as ALT, Kerry Pinney, who I'm a big fan of. We did some work with Marin and Taylor and Kerry around this Mastodon will self-destruct, talking about Mastodon. I think it was last year. God, I can't even keep track of time. 2 years ago. But Kerry's awesome, super creative, has taken the torch for ALT. And from everything I heard, well, I was at OER 23, which was amazing. And OER 24, from everything I heard, was as much a great conference. So kudos. And they'll be talking, I think actually that's part of what Kerry will be talking. She'll be talking about a topic that I think is near and dear to Reclaim's heart too. She'll be talking about reclaiming our socials. So with the diaspora, if you will, of social media, people kind of leaving X or Twitter or whatever it is, and then going to various other spaces, and whether there's a there in terms of the Fediverse and Mastodon or other tools is still a big question, I think. I don't think that's been solved. And she'll be talking about this and more, talking about Ghost, Mastodon, and I think another one we throw in there that we love is PeerTube, which is kind of a video platform. And so I very much look forward to Kerry talking about this, because I know this is a topic that is on a lot of people's mind and particularly near and dear to Reclaim hostings. Because let's face it, right? As things have gotten different and, you know, we have these platforms and we realize they can be a huge part of the problem, whether that's Facebook during the 2016 election, whether it's X right now and all the kind of insanity coming out of that space, you know, potentially leading to riots, essentially social conversion, potentially civil war. It's not a clean moment for us. In fact, you could argue it's a moment when the shit has hit the fan on DS106 Radio for life. How do you like that transition? Yeah.
Yeah.
brought his A game to work today. This fucking guy. DS 106 Radio. It's for life. Now, I love that Paul Bond is in the comments Discord quoting Repo Man. That makes me happy. Because I always used to say, you know, the life of a reclaimer is always intense. And that has proved true. Oh, so true. As summer camp, DS 106 Radio Summer Camp is proving yet again, this is a tense, intense life. Now, let's look at what's going to continue. Because, you know, Kerry Penny reclaiming our socials, that's going to happen at 11 o'clock Eastern. And the 29 years of EdTech will happen at 10 a.m. Eastern. So first 29 years of EdTech, then reclaiming our socials. After that, we're going to have some Thursday lunchtime tunes. So we're going to have, I think, someone from the Reclaim team giving us some lunchtime inspiration with some tunes. And then at 2, and that's going to happen for 2 hours from essentially noon till 2. And then at 2, Shannon Hauser and Jerry Slazak will be joining us on the radio. And I will actually be part of the session. I'm honored to be part of the session. And this is a session I very much look forward to. This is called Of Dream Teams and Apollo 13s. And this is an ode to the teams we've been part of and a chance to wax poetic on what teams can do when they're all growing at the same beat, grooving at the same beat. And I think this is a really nice companion to Brian's piece. And I really like that Shannon proposed this and that the DTLT team, right? We never get, like, we'll always play the hits. Like, we're reunion tour team for life. We'll get together, at least a few of us, and chat about what we did, but also, I think, hopefully hear from others about how they manage their teams. And, you know, teams are ephemeral. I know a lot of people in this chat have been part of great teams. And, you know, there's a certain amount of time you have together, and then things change. I mean, that's just the way it is. So, recognizing you have an amazing team and doing things with them in the moment, I think, is probably the most crucial element. But anyway, we'll talk about this more with Shannon. As you can see, I'm already starting her session. Sorry, Shannon. But I'm very excited for that. That's all I'll say. So that's a 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and you can do the math from where you are. And then, of course, we have the great Tom Woodward, who I love. There's no, I don't think there's any secret there. I mentioned this before on the radio, and I'm going to mention it again. How weird that him and Martin were working through the same metaphor of Sasquatch. And then on top of that, they both, I think, called them cryptids, which I don't even know what a cryptid is. As soon as I saw that, I had to go look it up. So they're AI cryptid hunting. This is Hunting with Tom Woodward for AI cryptids. And the description, I have to read it because it's Tom and it's hysterical. Escape the top 40 AI music chart. Abandon your labradoodle. It's brilliant. Leave Copilot behind to build your PowerPoint on Learner Analytics. We're going hunting for truly weird things. This session will mesh odd music with otter AI examples. Nothing top 40, or top 40,000 for that matter. Nothing that helps you optimize your productivity. Hallucinations will be features, possibly hallucinations of bugs. Bootlegs, B-sides, deep cuts, covers, an intentional blend of discordant madness focused on breaking your mind out of the commodified schlock poured into your ears every single day. In addition to examples, we'll look at sources and thought patterns to keep you wandering the edges of spaces where strange things thrive. God, have you locked it in yet? Now you have to lock it in. That is the description for the ages. So anyway, that will be another session, a kind of maybe a companion piece to Taylor's session yesterday with Dr. Oblivion. We will see. But Tom's work at Middlebury with the demystifying AI was, I thought, brilliant. and a really great DS-106-esque way to approach that with a broader community, right? They were not just dealing with their students and staff. In fact, many ways, they were dealing with their alumni and people beyond that. And the way they created that experience, I loved, I thought was magic. So look, you have, this is what you have on tap. This is what we're getting you ready for. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? I knew that you could. Now I'm gonna play another song here, but I've gotta be mindful of time, right? So let's be mindful of time and get ready for the New York. Well, it's not. Yeah, let's get this one. Let's have a TV party on DS-106 Radio.
All right, ready? Ready? Jimmy!
Oh, wait, I can't hear anything.
One,
I don't have headphones on.
Two, one, two, three.
Polar Bear Club with TV Party, a cover of, I'll get rid of that, Black Flags TV Party. And before that, just to give you a heads up, we had, and I forgot to announce it fully, we had the Suicide Dolls with a cover of The Circle Jerks, When the Shit Hits the Fan. Now, we're coming up on time. You're going to get ready for Marin and Martin to spin the hits on DS-106 Radio. I will play one more song, which will play us out. But I also have to announce one more session that will be happening today. And my kind of, it's kind of nice. The song matches nicely. So this is Talkie Tina Tells Some Tales with Tina Morden. So Talkie Tina is coming on the radio. And we'll be talking about Mario Bava, The Rumble, Pretendeteeners, Cogdog, Grand Canyons, Prisoner 106. It's kind of, I don't know how many of you know how creepy Talkie Tina is. She's creepy. And a True Friend Radio session is coming up today at what would be essentially 4 p.m. Eastern. And then do the math of there. So do not miss out on Talkie Tina. Which would be great. After that, 5 o'clock, we got the Daily Camp Roundup. And then special guest DJ tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, Joe Murphy, who's a regular DJ on DS106 and is absolutely amazing. So this last song goes out to Talkie Tina. This is Institutionalized, covered by Amanda Palma and the Grand Theft Orchestra on DS106 Radio for life.
Sometimes I try to do things and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to, you know, and I get really frustrated and I try hard to do it and I take my time and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to, and it's like I concentrate on it really hard and it just doesn't work out, and everything I do and everything I try just doesn't turn out, and it's like I need time, you know, to just figure things out. And there's always someone going, hey Amanda, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately. You should get away, and like maybe you should talk about it. Maybe you'd feel a lot better. And I go, you know, it's okay. I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone. You know, I'll figure it out. I'm just, you know, like working on myself. And they go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here. You know, probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. You know, so why don't you talk about it? And I go, no, I don't want to. I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. They just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. Thinking about nothing, really, and my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there, and she called my name, and I didn't really hear her, and then she started screaming, Amanda! Amanda! And I go, what, what's the matter? And she goes, what's the matter with you? And I go, there's nothing wrong, Mom. And she goes, don't tell me that, you're on drugs. And I go, Mom, I am not on drugs, I'm fine, I was just thinking, you know, it's just, why don't you get me a Pepsi? And she goes, no, you're on drugs. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. And she goes, no, you're not thinking. You're on drugs. Normal people don't act that way. And I go, Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. All I wanted was a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. Just a Pepsi. Thinking you want your windows to be tired. Thinking about your kid and I can't drug you up because they're leaving too much work. Chair and they sat down and they go, Amanda, we need to talk to you. And I go, okay, what's the matter? And they go, well, we've been noticing lately that, you know, you've been having a lot of problems and you've been going off, you know, for no reason, and we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be in your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. And I go, wait, what are you talking about? We decided? My best interest? How can you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? That I'm crazy? When I went to your schools? Churches? I went to your institutional learning facilities, so how can you Doesn't matter, I'll probably get hit by a car anyway.